Happy Easter. I'll be preaching for about hopefully 10, 15 minutes, and then I'll invite Brother Dino to come up and for about 5 minutes, and then Brother Andrew in Chinese for about 5 minutes. So let me pray for us, okay? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you that we have a wonderful day to celebrate resurrection power and the good news of Jesus Christ. You are our Lord, God. We are yours forever. Thank you, God. So we pray for your presence. We pray for your Holy Spirit to fill us now, God. Fill me, fill us. Make your word effective, God. Cut into our hearts, God. Cause us, Lord, to turn to you again and just to love you with all our hearts, God. You are worthy. You are amazing. You're wonderful, God. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. Let me read the text for today. It's from the book of Romans. Okay? The book of Romans is in the New Testament. If you were here during Walk Through the Bible, it's one of the letters that Paul wrote. Okay? Romans chapter 6, verse 5 and 6. And then verse 11. Let me read for us, okay? Excuse me. For if we have been united with him, if we have been united with Christ in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with Christ in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. This is verse 11. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Amen. It's God's word. All right. Let me give you, let me start with two analogies, okay? Two different examples, all right? I think the kids might like this one, maybe. We'll see, okay? So let's say I walk, you know, about a mile that way. There's a McDonald's there, okay? I stop by that McDonald's sometimes, all right? And let's say I get a job there. Let's say I'm employed at McDonald's. So I'm cooking French fries, I'm cooking hamburgers. I work the cash register and the drive-thru. Okay, and I have a supervisor, I have a boss at McDonald's, okay? Then, let's say I quit my job. I quit my job at McDonald's, I walk about 20 feet this way, and I get a job at Wendy's, all right? Also good, Wendy's is very good, spicy chicken, it's good, okay? And then I'm employed at Wendy's, I cook their French fries, I cook their hamburgers, I work the cash register and the drive-thru, okay? So I have a new boss. I have a new boss at Wendy's, okay? And imagine, okay, one day I'm working, let's say I'm working at Wendy's, right? I'm, you know, the cash register, and I don't know if you've ever worked there. And imagine my old supervisor, my old boss from McDonald's, he comes in. He comes into the store, he comes into Wendy's, and he starts telling me what to do. He's like, hey, Robert, what are you doing? You should go cook the McDonald's French fries. You should cook the McDonald's hamburger. Go work the McDonald's cash register. What do you think I would say in that moment? Evan, what do you think? What do you think I would say? No? No. It's good. You read my notes, okay? This is what I would say. Probably in a nice way, but I would say, what are you talking about? Right? I don't work for you anymore. Right? You have no authority over me. I have a new boss. Okay? Your authority doesn't work here in this Wendy's. It only works in McDonald's, okay? Okay, let me give you another example. Similar, okay? A little more descriptive. Let's say I'm a citizen, okay? I'm a citizen of an old kingdom. And in that old kingdom, it is ruled by a very cruel king. It's a terrible, terrible king. And I'm a citizen. I was born into that old kingdom. And that cruel king, he's a hateful, abusive, despising master. And we have no choice. We're enslaved. We're citizens of the kingdom, right? The old kingdom. We have no choice. Then another king comes of a neighboring kingdom, and he conquers that kingdom that I live in. Okay? So the new king, with his army, he comes and he conquers that old kingdom. And in place of that old kingdom, he establishes his new kingdom. So he establishes his laws, he establishes the government, he establishes the military. And this new king is amazing. He's mighty, he's just, he's powerful, he's merciful, full of grace. And he calls all the old citizens, like me, he calls all of them the old citizens of the old kingdom, and he says, if you forsake your allegiance to the old king, and you swear your allegiance to me, the new king, I'll make you a citizen of the new kingdom, right? With all the rights and the benefits. So I raise my hand, okay, just imagine this. I raise my hand, say, hey, that king was terrible, right? I'm signing up for your kingdom, okay? You're my king now. But the old king, he's still alive. He's, you know, he's kind of like roaming around. He's like this rogue, you know, fallen king. And he's roaming around and he kind of lurks with his, you know, his little army. He lurks around the new kingdom. And let's say one day I'm like walking to work, okay, at Wendy's. Let's say I'm walking to work, okay? And then the old king comes and he gets in front of me. He says, Robert, right? How dare you, right? How dare you? Go back to the old kingdom. Go back to the old fields where you used to work. Go back to the hard labor. If you don't, I'm going to send you to prison and I'm going to beat you, right? What would I say to that old king in that moment? Never. That's right. Say, never, never, right? Why don't you come up here and do this, okay? Yeah. I'd say, you have no authority here. You have no power in this new kingdom. Get away from me. Right? That's what I would say. I say, your authority doesn't work here. I have a new king, and he's amazing. So in both of these examples, the old McDonald's supervisor, and I have nothing against McDonald's. I love McDonald's, actually, okay? So I have nothing against McDonald's, just an example, right? The old supervisor and the old king, they don't have power and authority in the new situation. You're not my supervisor anymore. You can't tell me what to do. You're not my king anymore. You have no authority over me. When Jesus Christ came to this earth, and he died on the cross, he suffered and died, and he rose again, he established the kingdom of God on earth. And he did away with the old kingdom. He did away with death. He did away with sin. Okay? And if you give up your citizenship in the world, if you give up your citizenship and you forsake your allegiance to the old way, the old world, and you swear your allegiance to the new king, he is just, he's mighty, he's powerful, he's full of grace. Okay? And you can become a new citizen in the kingdom of God. And in this new kingdom, Satan, whatever remnants of Satan and the enemy that lurk around and lie and deceive us, they have no authority over you. They don't rule in this new kingdom. Their authority and their power has been stripped by the new king. Sin and the power of sin has no power, has no authority. Okay? If you're a citizen in the new kingdom, Jesus is your new king. Jesus is your new master. Okay? So let's turn back to Romans. Let's read that, okay? Because I think that's what Paul's saying here. For if we have been united with Christ in a death like his. So if you have joined Christ in dying and you have forsaken the old kingdom, you have forsaken your allegiance to the old king in your pursuit of the world, your former king, your former master, your former lover, right? You've forsaken your allegiance to that. What does it say? We shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like him, like his. Only then can you be united with Jesus Christ. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing. So that, and here it is, we would no longer be enslaved to sin. Sin is not your master anymore. Pride, greed, envy, lust, arrogance, selfishness, self-absorption, self-pity, vanity, sorrow, depression, loneliness, they don't rule you anymore in Christ. Amen? Amen? Jesus is your king. He's your master. Now, here's the thing. For those of you who've been a Christian for a while, okay, for a little bit, probably what you're thinking, which is what I was thinking, is like, man, like, I don't feel like that, though. When I wake up tomorrow morning, I feel like I'm kind of enslaved to sin. I just can't stop. That's what you feel like. But Paul says that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. You are letting your old master have unsanctioned authority over you. Do you understand what I'm saying? You are not enslaved to sin. It is not your master. So when you feel that way, you're letting your old master have unsanctioned authority. That's not, they have no place here. The enemy has no place here in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, in his victory. Sin, while it's still remnant, like a parasite in us, is not your master. Jesus is your master. And the last verse. So you must also consider yourselves. Live like you're dead to sin. Live your daily life like you're dead to sin. You've literally put it to death. All right? Don't serve a dead master. It's dead. Okay? You must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. You're a new creation in Jesus Christ. There are remnants and rebel armies that lurk around that try to tempt you like a parasite, but they're not your master. Okay? So when that McDonald's manager comes up to you, okay, you say, get out of my face, right? Never, right? No. You can say no. Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit, gave you the authority to say no to sin. That's incredible. Now, we don't always feel like that, right? We feel powerless at times. But I promise you, God is powerful. The Holy Spirit is powerful. He's doing a work in Christ, in your heart, to empower you so that you can say no. No to the enemy, no to sin, because you're free. You are free in Christ, free and alive. That's amazing. Amazing. Depression and loneliness and self-pity and arrogance and pride, right? All these things that are like a cancer to your soul, right? In Christ and in his resurrection, the grips of those things have been loosened. They don't have dominion over you anymore. Jesus Christ is your new master. All right? Amen. Amen. God is amazing. Jesus Christ is. There's hope for this life, and there's hope for the future. Right? God is doing a work in us to sanctify us, to cleanse us, to make us holy, to set us apart for him. He is a jealous God. He wants you. He wants you so bad. He wants you so bad, he sent his son to die on the cross, to resurrect, to loosen the grips of sin and death so that we could be free with him. All right, let me pray for us. Let me pray and close our time, and I'll invite Pastor Dino to come up, and he'll give a short word and a prayer in Spanish, okay? Lord, thank you, Lord, that in Christ, the old king, the old nature, does not have power and authority. You are our new master. Lord, if we would disavow our allegiance to the old ways, to the old world, and we would throw ourselves at you, God, at the foot of the cross, to follow you, God. You're amazing. You're an amazing king. You're so generous. You're so kind. You're so patient. You're so powerful and just. And you invite us, God, to join with you, to live in victory and freedom and joy. So God, I pray for us. I pray for myself, God, that we would not lose heart. We would persevere. We would endure, God, to follow you, our Lord, all the days of our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.